Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The National Weather Service says showers and possible thunderstorms are anticipated for today. Some hail will be possible in the stronger showers. Over 200 Eureka customers are without electricity, according to Pacific Gas and Electric. The energy company says a vehicle hit a power pole in the area, and workers believe power will be restored by 2 p.m. this afternoon. Reporter Dan Squire shares some precautions you can take during these winter weather conditions.
If there's one thing drivers in our region learn quickly, it's that winter driving on the North Coast and in southern Oregon can be filled with unforeseen dangers. Localized flooding, rock and mudslides, snow, sleet, fog, and hail can all make driving into or out of the region a dicey proposition. That means you should be prepared as thousands of local residents head to all points beyond over the holidays. Planning your trip and allowing yourself more time to reach your destination is one key, as is being prepared for road closures, detours, and delays. You should also have an emergency kit in your car with blankets, some non-perishable food items, water, extra clothes, a flashlight, a small battery-powered radio, and an in-car phone recharger for your cell phone.
Thanks, Dan. It's a good idea to stay tuned to this station for emergency updates or to check out our website, KINS1063.com. Local law enforcement agencies, in conjunction with the California Highway Patrol, have focused on impaired drivers over the winter holidays, and so far, 31 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of DUI in the county. The CHP will maintain its maximum enforcement period through the new year. Multi-agency DUI checkpoints will be manned as well. The city of Eureka takes the lion's share of these numbers. Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum discusses why his city experiences such an abnormally high DUI rate.
Stoplights in one going one way and 18 the other. And no other city in the state has that issue. Usually their main highways go over overpasses and things like that or skirt the city. But we have it right downtown, so part of the whole issue. And that's what raises our stats. We have a very high drunk driving arrest rate.
More traffic news and multiple charges filed since sheriff's deputies arrested 32-year-old McKinleyville resident Jennifer Hermansky Sunday night after responding to a report of a driver trying to run people down with her car. Deputies spoke with two female victims who reported they were standing in the front yard when they heard Hermansky's car go by, stop, turn around, rev the engine, and then Hermansky allegedly drove through the front yard and hit the residents. Hermansky countered by telling deputies her brakes failed. The two victims report Hermansky was upset that one of the women was now dating Hermansky's ex-boyfriend. Hermansky was arrested and booked on assault with a deadly weapon, vandalism, and hit-and-run charges. More KINS news after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Just because school is out for a few weeks doesn't mean the learning has to stop. Dr. Gary Eagles, superintendent of schools for Humboldt County, offers some tips parents can use to keep their children engaged in the love of learning.
It's not difficult. It's also rather economic because fortunately in this country, we still have free public libraries. And so you don't have to be wealthy. What you have to do is understand that time with your child is the most important commodity that you can give. And the simple focus of reading a book together and sitting down is a tremendous way not only to develop a child's love of learning and relationship with books and words and be able to stimulate their mind and create visions, but the bonding, actually, that occurs between parents. And the other thing that I would stress in this regard, it's not just the mother's role.
Most kids look forward to a couple of weeks off during the holiday season. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.